Wisconsin-based comedian and juggler Kobi Shaw made a splash 2 years ago when her video was played on The Ellen Show. Here she is playing the Carol of the Bells on a suit of bells attached to her clothing.
Kobi Shaw in Colfax, Wisconsin.
Hi, Ellen. This one's for you.
In December of last year, her performance went viral on YouTube with over 15 million hits in a three-day span. Good news! Except, bad news, it wasn't her. It was somebody else doing the exact same act she had done on TV.
That's kicked off an online effort to protect intellectual property in the Wild West that is the internet. Kobi Shaw joins us now along with her husband and onstage partner Steve Russell. They are jugglers and comedians based in Colfax. Kobi and Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, Kobi, start us off by telling us what it was like when you first realized that this act you had come up with had gotten famous, gone viral, but when performed by someone else.
It was a horrible feeling. We woke up the day after Christmas, and somebody had tagged me in a Facebook video, and I saw this still image and realized I recognize this person, but it's not me. It was this person dressed exactly in my unique, what I thought was a unique bell suit. And I was fearful to even press a button and watch the video. And then when I did, my worst fears were confirmed, just seeing my entire routine verbatim played by somebody else.
Same song and everything.
Absolutely. The same song, same harmony, same choreography, absolutely verbatim.
And Kobi, people might think, oh, this is just a YouTube video, no big deal. What does this mean to you as a performer?
Yeah, that was a hard thing to get people to understand. People think that it's just one person doing the video. But the bottom line is there's a couple different issues that go on. One is that so many people saw it that when we now perform it as part of our show, it's no longer necessarily seen as unique. And people will even say something like, oh, I saw that on YouTube. Or, yeah, you got that from that lady on YouTube. So I'm now being, you know, she's being given credit for something that I created. People are thinking I'm imitating her. But then also because so many people saw it in the thousands of comments, there were just many, many references to, hey, this is great. We're going to do this in our show. We have to do this for this. Hey, let's put this in our act. So it's really this ripple effect that just keeps going, that it's much more than just one person performing the routine.
Now, Steve, let's bring you in. Now you're Kobi's partner on stage and in life, and you helped with the effort to try to get this under wraps. What did you do? How did you try to deal with this alternate version, this copied version of the performance?
Well, the thing about intellectual property infringement is you really have to enforce it. You have to find the people and you have to talk to them. And so I tracked down the person on Twitter, and I said, hold on, this is our material, and you really, we haven't given you any rights to do this. And in response, the woman's daughter wrote back saying, we can do whatever we want with this. We were inspired by you, and we're just going to keep going. And in fact, we're going to do more. So they had this this idea that they were going to continue with the franchise and do more and more different songs as well. In the meantime, you know, I tried to assert our rights to it, and the backlash to that, well, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but pretty much everybody on Twitter, on her Twitter, told me to just sit down and shut up.
In very polite terms, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you reach out to Twitter, YouTube, any other operators of social media?
Yes, we wrote to Twitter and said, look, here's this routine, and we will show you a video of our routine. And they responded by taking down the other woman's video. So they found it to be an infringement of our copyright, of our intellectual property. Also, YouTube, it keeps popping up. It's like playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, it took me 2 seconds to find I don't know if it was the original offender, but someone else doing the same bit, yeah.
Yeah, right. So YouTube has taken it down every time I file a complaint against it.
Talking to Kobe Shaw and Steve Russell, they are jugglers and comedians based in Colfax, Wisconsin, talking about intellectual property on the internet, an act Kobe had done, among other places, on The Ellen Show, a copy of it online, lots of hits, gone viral. What do you do next when that happens? So on the internet, on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, things become memes, and somebody does a thing and somebody else does a little different version of it. And that's kind of the way a lot of things travel along the internet, Kobe. How do you rein that in? How do you draw the line between a tribute and homage and theft?
I think we would have been less offended if perhaps she had taken the bell suit concept and had maybe played a different song. It still probably would have ruffled our feathers, but we wouldn't have found it as harsh as her doing the exact same routine. We're certainly not taking credit for, there have been variety performers out there that have also worn jumpsuits with instruments on that. We're certainly not claiming that we came up with that. We've not seen something like the bells before. So it is difficult. We understand that finding original material is difficult, but to just blatantly take something, like I said, verbatim, is what really makes it difficult.
I should say that the woman was probably innocent who did this. She did it in her living room for her friends and family. And the only problem with it was that it went viral without their knowing it. And when I asked them to take it down, they absolutely refused. So the refusal is more the problem for us. And we certainly hope that other people don't copy what she did.
A lot of what you see on, say, YouTube is people covering famous songs. But is there a difference between if I went online and, I don't know, performed a Justin Bieber song, nobody's going to think I wrote that. I'm not gonna create that impression. Whereas with something maybe not as well known, like your Bell's suit, Kobe, people won't instantly recognize that it's a cover version.
Exactly. Yes, people already know that, you know, Adele sings this song. They're not going to question that somebody else is getting credited for that. So that is a little bit more difficult being the little guy in that argument.
Well, Steve, as you mentioned, it's a game of whack-a-mole trying to catch all the versions. Is there a sense in which the genie is out of the bottle? Once it gets posted, not even the original performer, anybody else could keep reposting either their own versions or the first copy.
Yeah, it becomes a problem and an issue, and it, for us, it's protecting your rights in this realm all depends on how much time and how much money you have.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have time. Money, I'm not so sure, but we do our best for this. We try to keep on top of it, because if we don't defend it, it will completely get out of our control.
There's been an issue in the news lately with comedians, and you do comedy as part of your regular act, and juggling and obviously the bell suit and things like that, but comedians in particular, and joke stealing or somebody posting a joke on Twitter that you might have heard a comedian do at a stand-up club. Is this something that worries you? Do you have to be careful as comedians that you're not accidentally stepping on someone else's material and that someone else isn't consciously borrowing your act? Kobe.
Yeah. We actually had an incident a couple years ago or back in our career. Steve came up with a routine while he was entertaining on cruise ships. When he got off the cruise ships, he discovered that somebody else at a parallel time had come up with the same routine.
Huh.
It was purely accidental, and it wasn't, certainly he had not seen this other person's routine. So that kind of stuff does happen, but it's when it's that intentional steal or that disregard. Like we said, we brought it to these people's attention that they were using somebody else's original material and they didn't care, nor did any of the other people that were watching it. They felt that this woman had a right and they didn't care who the original person was.
Well, Steve, I wonder, does this change the way you perform now? Are you reluctant maybe to have something that you do appear on TV? Do you keep people from videoing when you perform at events in hopes of keeping your shtick under wraps?
Well, the core of what we do is live performance. And we do go on TV occasionally, The Tonight Show and Ellen and Regis and Kelly and things like that. We've had that great fortune to do that, and it really bolsters our credibility. So that's part of what we do, and it's really hard to keep things under control. But we really do, before we go on these shows, we do say, is this going to be worth it to us? And we decide, well, yes, we are. We're going to do that. You know, we have been criticized, people in our own business saying, well, if you didn't want it to be stolen, you shouldn't have done it on national television. And I think that's kind of backwards, because it shouldn't be automatic that we should anticipate that it will be stolen, right? We should be able to do our work wherever we choose to do it and not have to worry about someone else taking it. It's not just automatic.
We'll leave it there for now. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Kobe, thanks to you.
Thank you.
We're talking to Kobe Shaw and Steve Russell. They are Colfax-based comedians and jugglers. They perform as the company In Capable Hands.